Just a moment.
Yes?
Congressman Albert on line one.
All right.
President?
Yeah, Carl.
Speaker and I are here together. He says Speaker sent for George Mahon. It looks like we're going to wind up general debate on the foreign aid bill. Walter called me about the civil rights bill. Now, we had planned to go on with the foreign aid bill tomorrow because civil rights will hold them here for foreign aid. It'll hold the people we need here, too.
Yeah.
And there's no problem on civil rights after tomorrow. We could pass it within, I'd say, 2 hours after. Here's George now. Oh, George says he has to go answer pass. I'm talking to the president. But George is very much of the opinion we should not put. Run it in the middle of it.
Oh, no, nobody, no, hell no, I wouldn't suggest that, though.
Then we've got one other thing. We've got Rules Committee on Thursday. We're going to meet to give us some rules, which we're just running out of rules. And if we adjourn tomorrow night, which we would do after passing... both bills. Why we wouldn't be able to hold these members here for the Rules Committee on Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this is all right with you, what we can do, I think, without any problem, is to pass this foreign aid bill tomorrow. And I don't think it'll take over. I think we can have the other one passed by 2 o'clock. Thursday and down to you by, we ought to have it down to you by 3 o'clock.
That's good. That's wonderful.
We may have two or three roll calls, but I doubt it. We've only got 1 hour of debate, so there's a limit to what they can do, and I would think, with luck, we could have it down to you by 3.
That's
because
good.
Because it's enrolled. All we have to do after we pass it is for the Speaker to sign it, and Mr. Hayden, Senator Hayden, to sign it. Send it right over to the Senate. They'll be in session waiting for it, and then buck it right down to you. And we will do everything necessary to expedite. Of course, we'll come in at 12, we'll have a roll call. We'll have 1 hour of debate, and then we'll have a vote. And I think that'll be it. That'll be two roll calls plus an hour of debate.
All right, now what, does it take a lot of time to get it over to the Senate, and how long after?
It shouldn't take 15 minutes to get it over to the Senate after we've passed it.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't take 15 minutes.
All right, now you just check that with the parliamentarian. Be sure that's right. Yeah. Then I can announce a ceremony Thursday afternoon then.
You could announce it Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening late, you know, like the 6 o'clock or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
All right.
You did on that, you know, you had one down there at night one time.
Mm.
With all the cameras there. When was that? I don't remember one down there.
Tax bill, wasn't it?
It's a tax bill. See, that's your other big bill. You had it night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you can have it Thursday night. Without, I wouldn't announce it publicly till after we get past the foreign aid bill, though.
Well, you see, you won't do that till Wednesday, will you?
We'll pass the foreign aid bill tomorrow, but what if we ran into an engrossed copy? They might demand an engrossed copy if they knew we were doing this. You see?
Yeah.
But all these Southerners don't want it signed on. The 4th of July,
that's right.
And all these people are for it don't give a darn, so I don't think we have any real problem.
Well, if you get to me Thursday, where I can have a ceremony Thursday evening, that's good, because everybody will be leaving town then. And that'll just be wonderful. All I told Walter was I want to be sure that you get it to me as soon as you can, but I don't want to set aside foreign aid. That's the one that they could really damage us on if they beat us on that.
That's right.
How's the debate going? How does it look to you? How does it feel?
All right. The Vaughn did real well.
Has Passman given you hell?
Passman raised a little hell, but he didn't have an audience. Didn't have much audience. We just kept 100 on the floor to keep them getting a quorum call. They tried about 4 or 5 times to get a quorum call, never were able to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have a full house.
Mm-hmm.
And George is going out now to close the debate on just a... He's just going to make a 2-minute speech to close the debate.
Are you getting any Republicans?
Yes, we've had one Republican to speak for the bill from the committee.
That's
fine.
Connie.
Yeah.
But any of the rest of them going to vote with you?
I think so. We're told we'll get about... We ought to get at least 12 Republicans.
Who tells you that, Connie?
Well, Connie has told Vaughn and these fellows that we ought to get at least 12. I think we will.
We had 16 last year. Have you got anybody that's changing that's helping us this year that didn't last year?
Well, we've got these I've had a list made of those who voted this year for the authorization bill, who didn't vote for the appropriation bill last year, and I think all of those are going to go with us. Now, that includes mostly members from the Committee on Appropriations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, God bless you.
All right.
Bye.